Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. The time is 6 p.m. Eastern, and it's time for your update on Tropical Storm Henri. Starting off with the radar here, a few things to notice. The center of the storm up in here, moving very slowly. The movement now down to 7 miles an hour. We started the day with an 18 mile an hour movement. Now we got 7 miles an hour. The winds are at 40 miles an hour. So that's what we have in the current statistics. And we expect the forecast to continue that slow movement and eventually make a turn to the north and back to the east. In the meantime, dropping just an intense amount of rainfall, significant rainfall causing flooding, not just up by the center, but also back into portions of New York, the Catskills. But look at this boundary. There's something I really want to point out to. You come over from Long Island, you go to northern portions of New Jersey, and then back into portions of Pennsylvania. If you notice, you step back from this radar, you notice this area really doesn't move very much with time. That boundary's been there most of the day. Fed by all this moisture, it's almost like a wall right here. It can't really cross this boundary. So all that moisture hits this boundary and it dumps just an intense amount of rainfall. So expect some significant flooding in some of these areas as the movement just isn't very fast. This is our latest track forecast, just moving incredibly slow. Here's where we are now with time. Now, the closer these forecast points are together, the slower the movement. This is overnight tonight, about 2 a.m. So we go from portions of central Connecticut to portions of western Connecticut overnight, and then making that turn to the north. This is 2 p.m. on Monday. So let me back out a second. This is now through tomorrow afternoon. That's it. Moving that slow to try to make this turn, and then accelerating during the day in the evening hours of Monday into morning hours of Tuesday, and there's Tuesday afternoon. So accelerating off to the east, but in the meantime, just plenty of rainfall. Let's take a look at some of that rainfall. A dangerous area here, the Weather Prediction Center putting out an area looking at soil conditions, looking at the amount of rainfall, and they have a moderate risk of this flash flooding. You got most of Connecticut, including Hartford, moving towards portions of Massachusetts, up through southern portions of New Hampshire and Vermont, where you could see some of that intense rainfall, especially on Monday. But look at this large area, portions of northern New Jersey. That includes Long Island, Islip, New York, Poughkeepsie, back towards Albany and the Catskills. So, I mean, any one of these areas, it's what we saw on the radar. That's where most of that's taking place. That movement, that really tight turn, and most of the rainfall has been on that left-hand side. And what that does is that keeps this area really, really dangerous situation setting up. So really urging everyone, have a way to get those warnings, those flash flood warnings in these areas. Have a way to be able to take cover, seek high ground. And most importantly, historically, so many of these fatalities or this inland rain events, a lot of them occur in automobiles. We got the nighttime hours coming up. Going back to the radar, you can see how much rain's going to be falling overnight. Don't drive your car where water covers the road at night, especially. You just can't see how deep that water is. And we have a saying, turn around, don't drown. So have a way to get those warnings. Stay off the roads, stay safe, and we'll be keeping you posted here from the National Hurricane Center. This has been Ken Graham in Miami, Florida.